time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Thanks, Sam. Hello and welcome to the second funniest podcast, episode 327. I'm your host, Justin Worsham, and with me, as always, is the one, the only, the early adopter, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press circle button, Kevin.
Reinstall your ring, red ring of death,
Justin. Oh.
That's good.
You never had the red ring of death, did you?
Not yet. No. Our buddy Christian told me that my generation of Xbox Ziz is inevitable, that I will eventually get it. There's no... It's
That's
like
a good
death.
Friend to have.
He said that...
imagine him coming into your house,
yep.
And you're like going, so has that got an HDMI port on the back of it,
yeah,
or what?
Yeah.
No, what? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Why?
Why do you mean? Well, I'm just saying you might want to get a laptop cooler for that thing, all right? I don't know, or maybe put some ice cubes underneath it, get a dry ice stick. Don't put it in your entertainment center. Maybe stick it in a window,
all
right?
I've done all those things.
Like it will melt. It will die.
It sits in a very small space. Not tiny, not like same size as the Xbox, but it sits underneath the TV, above the PlayStation. When I took the PlayStation 2 out, the PlayStation 3 moved in, so the Xbox has always been on the top shelf. When the Xbox was there, the Xbox came
what
out.
A great life we live.
I know, right?
Damn it, it is great. I'm
but
sorry.
It lives, it doesn't have a cooler, it stays on when I charge the thing, and it's never happened. You've had it happen, right?
Yeah. My nephew had it happen, it just happened once.
Yeah.
I bought a laptop cooler the second time, and then I got a PlayStation 3. For my birthday, helps with the red ring of death,
yeah.
Because I don't turn my Xbox on.
Yeah.
Like, I was this close. We'll talk. Maybe we can talk about it a little later, but I think this is interesting. But I was this close to trading in my Xbox 360 today to get a Wii.
Like, yeah.
Because I was like, let's just go get a Wii to my wife. And she was like, no, we just bought a laptop. Like, that was dumb enough. And I was like, yeah, but it'd be fun. She goes, you're just in a good mood. I go, damn right I'm in a good mood. Let's have some fun. I want to have some fun with my kid. Let's play some Mario Party instead of start the party crap.
Why don't you wait till the Wii U?
Well, she said there's a new one.
In.
I go, yeah. I'm not getting a new one. I'm not getting the Wii or the Mii or whatever the hell
Wii
that.
The Wii U, yeah.
Yeah, the Wii U. I'm not going to get the Wii U.
It comes with a screen.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not into that. I just want to be able to use the
you
controller
can do
with my son.
Sniper things, though. You can, that's the whole point of it. You're scared of the screen and then sniper.
I want to play with my three-year-old son. That's what I want to do.
He'll break it all the same. It doesn't matter. Although, I am impressed. He's downstairs right now playing Flapping Bugs.
Yeah, start the party.
And he can hit restart all on his own.
Yeah.
How did you train him to be such a young gamer?
We just said he constantly was getting upset and wanting us to play it. So I just said, here's what you have to do. See this hand? Mm-hmm. And I held the controller in his hand. I go, see how it moves around? You control that hand. So you got to get the hand to go down to the retry. Now, I don't know what level of achievement you saw down there. But it's funny. Remember
he almost has to touch the screen with it to get it to do it.
Remember?
But he's still doing,
he's doing it. Yeah. But remember the old days when you held that Nintendo controller and you would have to turn or something you'd be fighting. Like I remember playing Double Dragon and you would like cross like your arms way 3 feet over to your shoulder you would move the controller
still do it.
From
still
side to
still kind of lean.
I do that with racing games.
You can't not.
So he was doing it with his whole body, like to get it to go down. And to the left, he would scrunch his whole body and go down to the left until he got it. And then he'd go, I get it. And I go, now you got to hit the button. And then he'd go, oh, and then he would move.
Oh, no.
And then he'd have to try again. But now he's
because maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, actually, when your second son was being born, I tried to teach him that same thing because I got bored with doing it. And it did not stick.
Yeah.
Like he was not. So either he grew up. Or you explained it the way he needed to, or both.
I think this is our role in his life. You're the fun guy, and I'm the teacher. I think that's what we do. I teach him things, and then you have fun with him.
Like today, when I stole all those toys in exchange for peanut butter crackers.
Yeah, he learned nothing.
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 And the best part
he probably had fun.
Those toys are coming home with me. And the next time he comes
to visit. You can't do that to me.
You'll never know.
You can't do that. Yes, he will. Because here's what's going to happen.
Yep.
He's going to go, where's my McQueen car? I was watching. The big Iron Man, he could probably live without. Yeah. He'll probably be all
right. He's got three McQueens.
No. Well, maybe then. Maybe. If he's got three McQueens, that may happen. I don't know. But here's what's not going to happen.
Yeah.
What's not going to happen is that if he wakes up and is like, where the hell is my this toy?
Yeah.
What's not going to happen, I'm going to say, you traded it with Kevin. What is going to happen is I'm going to come to you wherever you are. I will find you and go, where the hell is the toy?
Well, then we're definitely doing it your way because that sounds awesome. I want you to come find me.
Hide it in a geocache.
I will keep, exactly. I will keep those toys on me at all points in time. It's a sweet Iron Man. I tried to get him three times not to give it to
me. It is a great, we talked about it a while ago on the show, but the chest thing, like where he does his Unibeam. Like, you press it twice. You do a double click on it, and it always shoots the repulsor blast.
Always. Actual repulsor
like, so
blast.
Remember, like, you don't just have to cycle through. You could just double click, and it goes... Yeah. I was like, this is so awesome. I would have so much fun with this as a kid. And I guess this is kind of video game related, not really. but I really am angry at the whole, like, kung fu action, web-slinging Spider-Man toys, because they last, like, 3 days with him, and then he's like, fix his arms, they're not working. I'm like, well, it's because you broke it. Like, just get a regular action figure. The world is endless with a traditional action figure.
Yeah.
I would like the toy companies to stop making everything. Now there's accessories, and literally they're making toys that are supposed to sit in a box and not be played with. Which
really?
Is insane to me.
I haven't
me.
Heard of any of that.
Well, like, he has a Spider-Man and a Green Goblin.
Called Toy in a Box.
No, you just...
You open up the box and it's a toy inside a box.
And that's still not mint. But, like, he has a Spider-Man and a Green Goblin that my wife, because she's inexperienced in purchasing toys for boys, you know, she bought them. And it's like, you look at them, you're like, no, these are not meant to be played with.
They're meant
to, like, sit on a desk and maybe pose because they look superb. And they're
she
all
thought
intricate.
They look good.
And if you lift the Green Goblin's leg, it just comes out of his hip. Like, there it is. Sorry.
They're for grown-ups. Yeah. They're toys for grown-ups.
Exactly. Oh, they're for 30-year-old dudes who are like, I love Spider-Man. I'm going to decorate my room in Spider-Man action figures.
Yeah. And move it delicately when no one's looking.
What's the? They don't like action figures. What do they like?
No, that's the term.
That's the term.
I thought
not dolls.
Dolls is what you don't want.
I almost thought it was dolls that they like. So,
no, why would we want them to be called dolls? That doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, I didn't either. That's
but see,
I
you remember the thing that happened when we were kids with Transformers and all that, and now there are all sorts of laws about what can and can't be merchandise.
You said that about how like you can't do a whatchamahoozit. You can't make a vehicle that looks like something from the movie.
Yeah, that's why you have like...
I didn't know that was a law.
Yeah, because for a kid, like your son, for him to watch TV and have Dora the Explorer, and then to watch that for 22 minutes, and then to go in the store and it's like that exact same Dora the Explorer, of course you're going to buy that. And so it becomes...
But why is the vehicle? Like, you could get that with any action figure. Why is the vehicle the deal breaker?
It's everything. It wasn't just the vehicle. It's anything.
No, he can get an Iron Man that looks like the guy in the movie.
But they're a little different. They're like, it'll be like Salsa Iron Man. Like, what's up with the Iron Man that you have isn't based on the cartoons. It's based on the feature film.
I would love to be able to get the Salsa Iron Man. Like, is the idea you put tomatoes and onions and peppers in his head and
then
he unibeams out some salsa on your chip?
Oh, como estas? Muy queso.
I'm very proud of myself that my mind didn't go straight to it comes out of his butt. I'm very happy with myself.
You're growing up.
Oh, yeah.
No, from how I understand the rules, like the example that was given to me was from Nemo. No, the little blue monster on Disney and Lilo and Stitch. Mm-hmm. And that I had a buddy that wrote on that, and he said that they couldn't do merchandising for Lilo or Stitch, but the doll on it was. It was kind of a weird limbo land because it is a doll on the show, so you could sell the doll because it's a prop on the show, but then...
That is an unnecessary piece of legislation, in my opinion.
Well, because if you remember back to when we were kids, the Transformer things, like that was the huge issue, is that people were just making these shows with the entire intent
of making
them selling toys.
I don't see that as a problem.
Because that's why we started to have the things of the bumpers in between, saying, you know, after these messages, we'll be right back, and that kind of stuff, because they needed to make it different to let kids know this is programming and this is commercial stuff. And so for a kid, you don't know the difference. And so people, you get in 22 minutes of commercials and then another
so they're
eight
saying
minutes.
That, but what I don't understand is I'm a parent, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't care if my kid watches a show and then wants to go get a Transformer.
Yeah.
Because if I don't want him to have a Transformer, then I parent and I say, no, you can't have a Transformer.
Yeah.
Or if he likes the show, and like, here's what happens right now. Right now in my kid's life, him and I like the same things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty awesome.
It's worked out for you.
I felt bad for my wife because Iron Man, like, we watched the new Iron Man that's like some kind of French animation. It's where he's a kid or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And at first I'm like, this is lame, but now I'm kind of into it. And so he just wants to watch it again and again. I'm like, yeah, let's do this. And then I looked over at my wife as she's, you know, she's got my other son in her lap, you know, and I'm like, oh, this is bad for her. Like, I go, do you not like this? She goes, no, I mean, I don't hate it, but what else am I going to do?
But like, that's the plight of a woman, though.
Yeah.
You know, women, that's what they're so good at, is that they do things they don't want to make men happy.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Are you talking about reality?
I am.
Are you being, you're being sarcastic.
No.
Do you know my wife?
See, you have, but see, she did it there. She will let something be on TV.
No, she makes me think that that's what's going on. In actuality, she's more concerned with feeding and taking care of the baby, and she's just happy
that
the two of us are entertained with something
else. Exactly. That's because her priorities beat your priorities. But the point is, like, at the end of the day, if it comes up to one thing or another, she'll let you choose the thing you want because you're the guy, and it's more important for her to be. It used to be you. Now it's her sons. So now you're going to lose to them because they outrank you in that woman makes a man happy pheromone, I think it is, pumps through their brain.
I'm still pretty much king of the castle.
Ah,
I'm pretty sure of it.
Really?
You know how I know?
You know what was on the TV for the past 3 hours?
What was on the TV right now?
Yeah, it was Koala.
Caillou from Sprout.
Caillou. Yeah. Did you ever watch Sprout, the network, before your children were born?
No, but I was busy cooking dinner. I don't care. Like, but I'm saying if I mean, I don't like Caillou, I'll be honest.
Mm.
But if I was like, I don't want my kid to ever see Caillou, it would never happen.
No, but that's not the point.
What?
My point is, you know what I watch at my house?
What?
Zero Sprout. I don't even know what channel it's on.
Oh, I see what you're saying, that the kids have a little bit of a say.
A little bit of a say?
Not all, no, because they're dead. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
You come by here once a week. You're very.
Twice a week.
You're very around in my house,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. I'm here.
So,
I have a room.
Yeah.
I hide toys in your closet.
Exactly. What? So every time I do that, instead of going, what? I want to go, I want to be able to do that bit again and again.
Every year.
That I think that we have moments in the house where my son will go, okay, let's watch Iron Man, or we were watching Spider-Man Unlimited for a while, you know? And I'll be like, nope, we're going to watch some adult programming.
Sure.
And we do compromise with the kids where we watch Cake Boss. When he was younger, we would watch just True Blood, and I would, like, suck it up, kid.
Yeah,
you know, now he's a little bit more aware of what's going on, and I'm like, I don't want to completely freak him out.
Yeah.
You know, but I also like
the acting in that show is terrible.
Oh, I love it. I love that show. But anyway, I like the idea that he understands that it's fake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where I think a lot of, and now I'm getting way into the other podcast, but it's like, I think a lot of parents get weirded out. Like, we even talked about it with, what was his name, Quincy, where his parents wouldn't let him play Call of Duty, right?
Yeah.
And in my opinion.
I was going to say, because Jack.
I could have sworn it was Quincy.
It is Quincy, yeah.
But anyway, is that, in my personal opinion, and again, Quincy, we talked about this. I'm not, you know, I don't want you to play this for your parents and expect them to change anything. But in my personal opinion.
Yeah, I'd like an update for
that. It's more of a lesson to say, this is fake, this isn't real, than to just let it happen.
You know, and I hope I'm wrong, but you do understand that you do have a very bright child on your hands, and not all of them come out of the box the way yours does.
They would if everybody did it my way.
I don't know, because you're dealing with the set of givens the hand that you were dealt that not everybody gets. First of all, your kid likes sociability, and we've talked about this.
So, he likes sociability because we were social with him as a baby.
I don't know. I still think that you...
I know, because this is how I was... Like, here's the thing. I know it to be true because my father's whole point... Mm-hmm. The crux of him was that he was antisocial,
mm-hmm.
and he had this huge thing that he had to overcome,
yeah.
and it was not something that was pushed. He was not pushed to go out and meet and interact with people, and so his thing with me was, in order to make my son successful, he has to have social skills above anything else. Like, that was number one to him. He was constantly pushing me out of the house,
and I
joke about how he didn't want to be around. No, it was because the further he could get me away from the house, the more confident I would be on my own.
And
that
now,
was his goal.
All you want to do with your free time is be at home.
Exactly. No, in my house, though. In my house. But so with my son, though, and he always told me this thing. He goes, kids will hit whatever bar you leave for them. So okay. If you are worried, like, this is my issue with overprotective parenting, as I've seen examples of it, is that if you try to shelter your kid or freak him out, then guess what? When you do that for 18 years and he goes out into the real world freaks him out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you desensitize him with violence and bloody vampires and guys in tight clothes punching each other in a fake animated environment and all these things.
And you love him.
Yeah, and you love him. And yeah, there's a ton of affection
involved.
And he gets to shoot terrorists in a video game or whatever. He doesn't go out and go, now I'm going to shoot terrorists. Like, now he has an understanding of a separation.
You know,
and I think my kid is as social and as bright as he is. He's not really bright. He's not that smart. What he is...
He's pretty smart.
No, he's socially aware. He
smarter
understands what's going on. No, he's not smart.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but he can't balance a checkbook.
Balance a what now? yeah. Okay, well then, I will defer judgment 2 years. All so right. Mark the date. If we're still doing this show in 2 years, we'll look it up.
Why did you grimace?
I don't know. I don't know. We might have a TV show in 2 years.
Oh, okay. All right.
All about us.
Yep.
And if you're if this son...
So you're saying the second son may not be as bright or as social.
No, what I'm saying is that two points, that the next one, this one, Jack, who's just coming, or not Jacob, but Jacob, mm-hmm. If you can't punish him the same way, like that's... I would be interested to see if putting him on the steps for the timeout will work the same way that it worked for Jacob.
Oh, you think I won't be able to punish him? That's
okay. My hypothesis, and because I think that was the card that you were dealt that was such a great hand, because you were able to work with him mm-hmm. at a very early age and stuff, and you may not be able to do that. You know, this one might
with
be
this one.
Yeah, he might be tougher, and. And I'll think of the other thing. There was something else, but I wasn't prepared.
Interest. I think you were saying that he may not be interested in like comics and
TV. That's the other one. Like Jacob, you got lucky because you got a kid that loved watching television and is into things, into talking to people and into watching television. And Jack may not be. Mm-hmm. You may not be able to just turn on the television and let him go to town.
I think he'll be different, but I think that
he has to be.
The
They're
interest.
Not clones.
No, yeah. The interest, though. Like, Jacob isn't, he's not as into watching TV as, say, I am. Mm-hmm. Like, Jacob is like his mom in that he has to get outside.
Right.
He has to leave.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't sit and play video games all day.
You weren't okay with it, though, when I just let him left earlier.
What do you mean?
When I said go, I just gave him the keys to the car and pushed him out the
side
of the
door. It's the car issue. He's not on our insurance as a driver. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's covered in the actual, like, you know, entire coverage thing. He's
Got
not
it.
That's the only issue I had. If he was an insured driver, I would say, yeah, go for it. You set a bar and they achieve it.
I'm learning
even
so much.
Even if it's driving 14 years early.
What game would have you gotten with the Wii?
I would have gotten some Wii Sports, definitely. I probably would have been severely disappointed with a Mario Party game, because that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
I wanted a game because I needed a game that to start the party crap. We've talked about it on the show. It's horrible. It's not fun for adults. But
did you try Heroes on the Move yet for the PS Move? It's not that great.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because it needs to be simple tasks that he could do with the controller.
There, bowling is in that.
Oh, okay.
You can bowl with him.
I'm sorry, you're wrong. I'm very sorry, Kevin.
Where did that
go? You cannot bowl with him. They took that out.
Oh, okay.
I was supposed to clean cobwebs today. That's what that was reminding me about.
Oh, did you buy the website?
I want to talk about this Red Ring of Death again.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm killing too much time here, but
no, I love it. Go
but
back
anyway,
to 17
so
minutes.
We did the I bought a new Xbox, and then I still have my Red Ring of Death Xbox that I was going to fix. Like, I was going to buy a kit and then try and sell it on eBay and everything.
Still?
Oh, yeah, it's still sitting in a closet here.
So you bought a new one? You didn't send it in?
No, I bought a new one.
That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, no, because it was out of warranty.
What?
Yeah.
I thought that was now permanently covered under warranty.
No, I just missed where they were like, it was happening to everybody. So they had like a PSN type situation where they're like, yeah, I'm sorry, here's a bunch of games. Yeah. And they said, just send it to us no matter when you
buy
it.
But now I thought I was covered because I thought now if I got the Red Ring of Death, I'm just going to call Xbox and be like, okay, ship it over. We know what to do with
no,
it.
No, that's not my understanding.
Oh.
I'm sure we'll see posts on the Facebook.
I'm going to look that up while we're talking.
Emails to the contrary, but... yeah, that's not my understanding, and so anyway, that's not the way I wanted that to go, but anyway, so my nephew had it happen, and he is, now he's 17, and it's funny because what he did, I did the towel trick, and it worked once for like all of 5 minutes, right? The towel trick, for those of you who don't know, is you wrap it around in a couple towels while it's powered on.
Really?
And then you leave it in there for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Why would that work?
Well, the reason that it's the issue is that the Xbox gets so hot that it destroys a heat sink connection in the hardware. And so by creating the heat again, you kind of melt that heat sink and then it allows it to be almost resolder itself without you taking the whole thing apart is the idea of the towel trick. So I tried it. It worked. He's been doing it for months, limping this thing along, and then now it just took a big dump, experienced the true death, as True Blood fans call it. And so now he does. I don't know if he's bought a new one or whatever, but I just thought it was hilarious that, like, I wouldn't again. I have a certificate in electronics, so it's a little unfair for me to have the same expectation of my nephew. But I found it incredibly hilarious that I'm like, you are a brain dead idiot that's just said, I'm just gonna keep wrapping it in a towel, and I'm sure that'll work forever.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he just thought, well, I'm gonna limp it along, or maybe it's just not as important to him. Like he likes to work out, he wants to get chicks. So I was never.
Well, there's a little
that.
Bit of like, I don't want to really deal with this problem. Yeah. I just want to solve it by wrapping around with a towel.
That's true. I thought of something else that I thought might be interesting to the people that listen to this because we've talked a little bit.
The people.
We call them players.
Word. That it's interesting. I just had this realization in high school, and I mean, I know some of our listeners are a little old, younger than that. But
some of them are older. Some of them are wiser.
Some of them... Is that a song? I was trying to figure
out. Some of them climb on rocks. Fat kids. Skinny kids.
I have no idea what this song is.
Really?
No.
It's a song?
Is it really a song?
Yeah, yeah. Oscar Mayer Wiener, right? Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. No? We're getting that. I'm dialing that up right now.
You got so many things to do with that. Anyway, is that he's like into like working out and getting fit, you know, to get chicks. And I never was into that. I always relied on my humor to get chicks.
Yeah.
So, and I was just, it's just a curious, I just had that observation. I think it's funny to, like, that's what guys are into. Like,
yeah, I didn't get chicks.
But did you ever try? Like, what was your interest in high school?
In high school, it was to be the nicer version of whatever badass that they were into. So I was like, I knew that I was the safe option.
So you had to look like a tough guy?
No. I was just the safe option. I was the one who were like, well, you could go out with that guy that's a lot of drama, probably beat you.
So you were stuck in the friend zone a lot.
Yes. Yeah. But it worked once, my senior year in high school. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, now that I say it, I didn't have much of a problem.
The friend zone is a horrible place to be.
I disagree. I could work it. Because while in the friend zone, you get to date them without them knowing. You're like, oh, no, I don't like you. You're not interesting. I mean, you're kind of a dummy.
See, I started off in the friend zone, and then I quickly realized that this was not the way to go. So I was just completely up front.
You just started making out with them.
Yeah, like I didn't try to be nice to them. I'd just be like, listen, this is how it's going to go down. And you need me to turn you up? Yeah, I'm ready now.
This is going to blow your mind.
Due to the immense embarrassment of the film, the picture has been removed. Is that what it said? Sorry.
I think so. Okay.
We'll play the song.
Okay, that's not it.
That's a stupid Apple Bottom Jeans song. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Blah, blah, blah. Yakety schmackety.
Chocolate cake. It's got vanilla frosting on it.
This isn't it either.
It's all rolled up together.
That's 8 minutes of something.
I think that's an instructional video on a ding-dong.
Yeah, it's how to make
or
a yodel. Yeah,
I can't remember which one is which. I think the ding-dongs are the thin, long ones, and the ho-hos are like the pucks, right?
Which one's the Twinkie?
I don't know.
Kids, skinny kids.
You need to look up the Xbox 360 thing, because that's more in line with our show.
Yeah, no, this is important, though. Fat kids, armor hot dogs. The dogs kids love to bite. No? Fat.
The quicker, thicker, picker-upper. Brawny. That's an inside joke that's only for us, and I'm sorry. Well, we have other voicemails. We can do voicemails if you want while you're doing that.
No, it's okay. I'll get you the thing you care about.
Well, no, I don't care.
No, you care.
I don't really care.
Xbox 360's Red Ring of Death on xboxredringofdeath.com.
Ooh.
So can't be much more official than that, right?
Is there something more Microsoft-y you could find?
Probably. This is not a Microsoft website. In fact, the logo is the Xbox logo, but it's all red. They got a sweet
like
font
a villain
though.
in a first person shooter
exactly,
game.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. And it's funny because when you turn the Xbox 360 on its side and look at just the red ring of death, it looks a lot like the androids from Portal 2.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm different. Where did you go?
So Microsoft 360, the Microsoft Xbox 360 Red Ring of Death warranty. This is from their site. Realizing that they had released a faulty product, Microsoft eventually released a statement formally announcing the problem and offered a 3-year warranty for this specific fault. The only downside was that the console had to be sent back to Microsoft, who would then send a new one within a few weeks. That's in quotes. Some critics have exclaimed that Microsoft have been reusing the faulty parts brought in from the Red Ring of Death plagued consoles and the newer refurbished consoles, but this is probably just a web myth, and there is little to any credibility about it. You're getting a free Xbox 360 with free shipping, so really there's no real harm in choosing this option. We recommend this option highly, as this is a guaranteed free fix. If you ever do face the Red Ring of Death problem again, you can just send it back again. Oh, no, these guys are fixing it.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
All right, we'll keep looking.
See, for about $30, you could find a video, and sometimes they include the parts and stuff in that, and you can, and they teach you how to fix it. And right. I know I could fix it because, like I said, I have a certificate in electronics. I'm sure I could figure it out. But like I just imagine, you know, me at 13, you know, doing more than blowing in the cartridge of the Nintendo, you know.
I was trying to explain that to my wife, how you have a certificate in electronics. She says, well, what does that mean? I said, well, he understands wiring and he can fix things. But why? I don't know if I didn't understand her question.
Your wife is so much like a foreign exchange student sometimes.
Yeah, because that's where I was like, well, it just... I mean, why does anybody need to know how to fix a car? She's like, well, why would he want that skill? I'm like,
because I wanted to be a biomed tech.
Oh, right. But that's what I tried to explain. I'm like, what he makes him a viable candidate to work at other places? Yeah. Like, if he wants to be.
I wanted to work in a hospital fixing machines. And my dad said, you need a certificate in electronics. Go to the school, because it's what my dad was doing.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. And I have the knowledge. It's not like you could bring your computer to me and I could break it apart and, you know, rewire it and rebuild it. I don't know that, but I could look at a circuit board and go, oh, that's a transistor, mm-hmm. that's a diode. I know that stuff. I just don't know why they're there and what they're doing. that stuff. You know, if you teach me how to fix stuff, though, I understand it.
Yeah, I have this nightmare all the time. Like those would you rather kind of things that mm-hmm. people do to themselves? Like, would you rather have a face made of pepperoni or never be able to eat pizza? Probably that second one. Did anybody really choose that first one?
You broke yourself. Like he crashed. You couldn't see it, but he asked the question like rhetorically just to make a point. And he looked off into empty space to go, what is the answer to that? And then was quick to say probably the second one. And almost looked disappointed in the fact that he had to think about it. Like you're
probably
the second one.
I was more surprised that
and now you're trying to look at what's the benefits of having a face of pepperoni. Like, could I eat it anytime I want?
Well, that was what I was thinking. Like, I should have come up with a better example. Like, your face of pepperoni or an arms made of dough. Like, that's at least a trade-off. Never being able to eat pizza, I'll take it. Can I still have toast and put some marinara on it? You don't care. Just keep your pepperoni face away from me.
A face of pepperoni gets you out of the friend zone, I bet.
Hey, baby, you want to eat some of this? Does it come with cheese? These are the questions that you ask when you play that game. So
would that be your acne if you had a pepperoni face? Would be cheese?
That's what it really means.
Or
yeah,
would it become the delicious burnt piece of pepperoni?
That's what I thought. Oh, like if it's going to be pepperoni.
I would eat your acne like crazy.
I'm a little nauseous and a little hungry for pizza. Can that be a drop?
Pizza. Okay, bye.
So my fear is that somehow I'm going to get thrown back in time and too far back in time to where I'm going to be useless because I'm a user. And not a design. Like, I don't know how to make a computer. I don't even understand how electricity... I mean, understand it in concept. But if I was thrown back to the 1500s...
You couldn't make a utility company.
Exactly. Yeah. I couldn't... I don't even know how an aqueduct works. And that technology has been around for thousands of years. I mean, or plumbing.
I think you do. I think the term throws you off.
Maybe. But, plumbing seems like an obvious thing. I should... If I were thrown back to the Middle Ages...
Not too much different from an aqueduct to a canal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then why
an aqueduct? I think is an elevated canal, essentially.
How does it go up whale? I don't know. Okay.
Whale. Well, you need a really big enema. To
Well, then explain to me how I get water pressure in pipes, and then this will help me because then if I get thrown back in time, I can do it.
Okay. That's a great question.
You don't know?
Well, I have a theory, but I don't know without a shadow of a doubt. Like, it's essentially that there's constantly a pressure on the pipe.
You know how do you do that?
Well, it's the size of the pipe, and there's water being pumped into it. Like, for instance, so if I take it, I need to take it away from the city level and bring it down to just, like, this apartment building. Okay? There's water that comes in from the city that is constantly being flowed. Like, I don't even know how, it could be gravity. I don't think it's being pumped, because if it's being pumped.
Yeah, then there's some machine.
There's
doing
a machine that's pumping it.
And
but
we've
I think
had
it's,
water before
I think
that.
It's more simple than that.
Yeah.
In that it's a high pressure, low pressure system. So that the water fits into the pipes. The pipes gets a little smaller. The water can't go back because there's no way for it to go back.
That's why you have water towers, because the water is pushing it. The gravity
takes it down. So it has to come out through the pipes. Now, there are ways, though, that I could take and I could cut it off.
Yeah.
So then the water just stops there.
Right.
Now, your water pressure drops, though, if all of a sudden there's this huge bursting of a main or something that, because the water's going to take the path of least resistance, high pressure to low pressure. So your faucet is low pressure.
So if I get stuck in the past, or about the time where they're able to make swords out of iron, I could be like, I need you to make me a sword that is round and tubular like this, and fasten it to this one and this one and this one, and I'm going to be the Aqua King.
Don't forget to not use lead, because you'll kill a lot of these people that you've told.
Yeah. I knew that. I knew lead was part of it, but why? Because copper will leak?
No, it causes lead poisoning.
Oh.
Lead was originally...
Don't use lead.
Lead was originally used, this is my understanding, because it's was the most malleable metal at the time.
It was easy to
manipulate. You didn't have to really fire it or anything. You just beat the hell out of it.
But copper, brass, anything like that.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Brass is a created metal.
How do I get electricity going? Because that'll be much more impressive than running water.
That I don't know how to do.
Really? Come on. What about turbines and things?
But you have to,
you're an electrician.
You have to have magnets.
How do I find a magnet?
That's what I mean. You have to find, in that time period, you'd have to find a naturally existing magnet.
Okay.
And then you'd have to put them in opposition, polar opposition.
Okay.
And then somehow you could use steam and a turbine, but making them go faster in polar opposition, the magnetic fields hitting each other creates electricity.
Okay.
And then you just
This is my fear, is that somehow I can go back in time with just like one encyclopedia with like how to make a train or some sort of blueprints. I always afraid, when I think of it, I'm like, well, maybe I'll see it coming like a house fire and I have enough time to grab the things, the resources I'll need to be thrown into the past.
The level of irrational... like it's because you're
some
more...
people prepare for the zombie apocalypse.
I know.
This is what I do with my free
the
time.
The thing about
I think it's much more realistic.
That's the part that I think is hilarious, is that this amazing thing of like technologically to accidentally be thrown back in time.
That's how
right?
it always happens.
This
no one ever chooses it.
Amazing thing, and what you're worried about is when that happens, this amazing impossibility that you won't understand how to tell the people back in time the basic functions to create the modern world that
because,
we live in.
Yes, exactly, because I want...
But that's everyone. I mean, Joe Rogan has that great joke about it where he's like, he goes, we don't have as many smart people as we used to. He goes, all the smart people are gone. Like, we have a ton of dumb people and, like, six smart people. And he goes, you know how I know this? Like, I have this phone, right? I have this phone that I can call anywhere. You have no idea how this works. No one even knows how to make it. Like,
exactly.
He goes, all I'm saying is if I put you in the woods with a book of matches and a hatchet, how long before you can send me an email? It's a great joke.
That's my point exactly, because I know if I get thrown back into Elizabethan or even, like, just... Frontier days, if it's 1801, I'm useless to those people.
No, here's what you do: you explain to them the importance of the Raccoon of Stevia and who you are, and then they will worship you, much like our listeners.
Saying, but if I knew how to make a microchip, like I would be able
to. Way too far.
No.
Yeah. It's way too far. A light bulb. Think about the greatest inventions from early time: the light bulb, the telephone, things of that nature. And they're simple. You don't need to make a computer in Elizabethan era.
If I knew how to do that, though, I'd start with the light bulb, and by the end of my lifetime, I would have the internet back up and running. We would be so far
advanced. There would be no one to talk to to on the internet. At least there. It's not like you're going to get on your AOL account. Like, once you get on the internet, it's going to be the same as it was in 1982.
If I just invent the internet, AOL isn't there.
No.
Because it's always been there.
Well, you're going to have to wait 3 to 6 weeks to get the disc in the mail.
All right. All right, I'll start with the AM FM band, because Casey Kasem will be on the radio, even in the year 1801.
Nobody has a radio.
He'll be there.
You could call it radio and just be you on a tower with a megaphone doing a Casey Kasem impression.
Oh, I'll blow people away.
Coming in at number 10, Beethoven's Ode to Joy. It's his 10th symphony.
This one I call Robot Rock. Bomb, 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 bomb. I have had that other fantasy as well, is that I get somehow thrown back in time in my own body. Uh-huh. So I'm 5 years old or 4 years old, but I have my current amount of knowledge. And I just blow people away by reciting facts about the
future. That's not a fear. That's a fantasy.
That's a prayer that it would happen. Yeah, like, please, God, let me show up in my 5 year old body in 1983, 1982.
Comparatively, how much time do you spend worrying about being mugged?
Zero.
Honestly, my favorite part about this is it's not a bit. Like, no, that's,
I do not.
Like,
think
you walk to work and go, okay, right now, if I step on this metal grate and I fall into this magical well of time travel, there's a wormhole that exists in the underground areas of Los Angeles, right? And I get thrown back in time. Let's remind myself how to make a match.
It's more, oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
It's more like I just am afraid one day I'm going to wake up and I'm five again.
You know what you should really do? This is how you could take control of Elizabethan era. You need to get the recipe for methamphetamine.
Oh, but that's terrible.
Oh, you can't get Sudafed then.
Yeah, no.
No, you're thinking terrible. What you could, because you're a good person, you would moderate it.
Oh,
you know,
maybe.
Much like the government could. You would make it healthy and find a way.
I mean...
You need to create some kind of drug, is what I'm saying. Like tobacco. Tobacco was like... The guy who found tobacco was like, yeah.
No, I'd rather invent chicken soup.
We have a huge population problem. We can't feed all of the people on
You and I need to go back in time together.
Okay.
And hopefully I get there like a year before you. So
I feel like if I go, I'm going to end up being the Biff of that situation.
Exactly. And if I go a year before you, I will prophesy against you. There will be a man that will come in a flash of light in a ball, and he will be naked. And he will walk.
We travel back in time, Terminator style?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the only way to fly.
All right, Red Ring of Death.
Yeah, how to get your Red Ring of Death or ROOD. I want to make a game that its acronym is ROOD. Like, what would be a good name? Like, Red Ring of Death.
Good one, dude.
Thanks, Doc.
This would be so much better if we smoked pot.
This was posted on May 11, 2008, so it's got to be active. So go to Xbox.com and sign in. Go to support and click on request for repair, right side of the screen. Click on register a new device and enter your Xbox 360 serial number found on the back by the USB ports. Now click on the newly registered device, follow the on-screen instructions, ignore the bit about being sent a shipping box. You'll never be sent one in the UK anyway. I think I'm going to try doing that because now I'm
remembering that the whole reason I didn't do the
I thought you did it before.
No, the warranty. The whole reason I didn't do the warranty was because it took you, at that point, it was like 6 to 9 months before you would get your Xbox back. And I'm like, well, if it's going to take me a whole year, I might as well just buy another one.
Yeah, that might have been it.
And I forgot about the warranty thing because I kept the Xbox. And then I was like, oh, fix it.
Yeah.
What I should have done is just mail it in. Well, I still probably can.
Now you should mail it in, get it.
I'm going to do it.
Sell it.
I'm going to look into
Wii.
It. Oh.
Win, win, win.
You know what I should do?
Here it comes.
What I should do.
You just finish the sentence.
Okay. We are very funny. Is get it fixed, right? Get it back. Have you sign it, and then we raffle it off on this show. People can buy raffle tickets.
But it's an Xbox.
I know.
Not a PlayStation.
So what?
You can't buy Sly games on the Xbox.
Which is what makes it so valuable.
Well, I'd have to have been on some Xbox game. What about we get Crazy
Taxi
3?
That one you hated. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Get an old copy of Crazy Taxi 3, and it's you driving and me telling you to take me to KFC.
Yeah, come on.
I'll sign the KFC, you sign the Xbox. It's win-win.
Let's party!
That's
going to be
great.
That's
all you like. That's it.
That's all I remember.
Weren't you also in Time Crisis 4?
Three. Yeah.
Crisis 4 is outside the theater near.
Yeah, we did 3. The "Hey, let's party." That was the line for Crazy Taxi 3.
27 takes.
No, more. I am not kidding. More.
Okay, hit the E in "Hey" this time.
Not kidding. It was
okay. Let's try the Y in "Hey."
It was "Hey." No, something like "Come on, let's party," or no, some sort of laugh like "Ha ha, let's party," and I did the let's party. They liked the first part, and I probably did that maybe 20. And then I did that for 10 minutes. Let's party. With notes in between. Try it again, a little bigger. Try it again, hit the party part. Try it again. And they literally, at the end of the session, they go, we'll figure it out. Like, they never got the take that they wanted.
They're going to piece it together.
They pieced it together.
So you play the game, it's like, come on, let's party.
Exactly. I don't know why nobody bought a Dreamcast.
Poor C-Man.
When you play Crazy Taxi, you hear you talking over yourself three times. Just like, I want to go. Yeah. That's a big bump. I can't go anywhere. I'm like, who? How do you design that game? How do you walk away from that and go, oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to
Let's
sound
play
like.
Three audio files with a nanosecond delay all at the same time.
No one can understand it. It's just a wall.
And then there's music going. Yeah.
It's a terrible
game. All right, let's do some voicemails. What do you say?
I love it.
All right.
Hi, Justin. Hi, Kevin. It's Danielle from the UK.
Oh, Danielle from the UK.
Oh, jeez.
I had a couple questions for you all.
Do you know Sam?
I was listening to one of your episodes. It was either episode number 310 or 320, either one of those. And you all were reading off fan emails, and you came across one that asked about your favorite band.
Do I sound like I wear a sweater vest?
I just remember that Kevin was answering, and he said, called something, called. And I started freaking out because I was anticipating what he was going to say. And then Kevin said, it's Coldplay, that's it, it's Coldplay. And I totally freaked out. I had a cow, I literally had a cow.
Literally.
I can't believe it. They're your favorite band too. I mean, I love their music. And my favorite song of theirs is In My Place, from A Rush of God to the Head. So, Kevin, I was wondering what your favorite Coldplay song was. And also, I'm a huge fan of your show and the Sly Cooper series as well. And Kevin, I was wondering, it's kind of odd, but I was wondering what your most interesting sound effect or noise that you've ever had to record for the show is. So, anyways, thank you all for listening, and carry on. All right.
Oh, she said carry on.
Isn't that a rotting carcass? This is her favorite Coldplay song.
Oh, you found it. Wow, you're a fan.
I had it.
Which one's this?
Can't be I can't be your best friend.
Oh, In My Place.
Coldplay.
Yeah, yeah. I love this one. Yeah. You can play it. Yeah, just let that rock in the background.
Yeah, let it do it.
Mine is Lost. When I tried to learn Hindi.
Really? How come I don't have that one?
I don't know, but this is a great one still.
Right?
I love this one. But I go through a lot of them, like High Speed. I love that one. I play that one again and again and again and again and again and again. But now it's Lost off of La Vida Vida or whatever the last album was.
So what's your favorite sound effect that you've had to record for a video game?
Let's party! I got to, I think I can admit this. Whatever, I'm going to tell you. This is a Sly 4 insider scoop. There's electricity, and they asked me to make the sound of Sly getting electrocuted. That was pretty fun.
That's awesome.
That was pretty cool.
My favorite was Jet Grind Radio was that I had to make the sound of being burned.
Yes.
And I did a bit of going
Yeah.
Like, and I was just like trying to get the guys in the booth to laugh. They're like, great, next one. I'm like, oh, okay. It just made me laugh that I was like, really? That's what he's going to sound?
Yep, that's it. Thanks.
Like, I thought, how funny would it be? Because they go, you could catch on fire.
Yeah.
Like, how funny would it be if my reaction was like, I just picked up a hot pan. Like, and I'm shaking my hands. That's what I thought I was doing. And they're like, nope, that's it.
For that, they did that same for Jet Grind Radio, the second one, for the noise tanks, because they were these weird android kids. it was my favorite. It didn't make it into the game. They didn't have the technology to make them look like they're on fire. But the noise tank said, I'm on fire! Which I could barely get out. I was so excited. And I had the reaction you were looking for. Like, oh, everyone said, that's hilarious. Yeah, they would totally say that. I'm on fire. That's great. I'm on fire.
Oh, that's hilarious. I really want to play like a good, funny game. Like a really...
What did you think of the Ghostbusters game?
That was good. I didn't think it was funny. Like, I didn't think it was hysterical, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
There were some really good lines.
Like, if I played a game... as a robot, and he just goes, I'm on fire. That would genuinely make me laugh out loud every time it happened. Like, I'd be like, oh, that's so great. But I can't think of a game that would have made me laugh that hard.
Yeah, you're right, because Ghostbusters had some great lines, but there was, and I laughed, but there was nothing that had me, like The Office, nothing that was
as
fun.
A great
as
game,
that.
Almost like a game that parodied video games.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, there, I just saw that at PAX. It's called Retro City, and it's all like 8-bit, like Minecraft, but it's pretty much a parody of every 8-bit game ever, so it's a little like Grand Theft Auto. You drive around, you try to hijack cars, and then you get into a shootout against some cops, but there's a cover system involved, so you actually have to duck and shoot and duck and shoot, and then you go underground, and you go through a Mario-invested world, it was like Ninja Turtles, Gaiden, every game from that era was parodying in this game. I think you'd be into it.
I like it a lot.
We'll get it. Let's see if it still exists.
I was just thinking, too, that I like Deadpool in Spider-Man Web of Shadows. That was good.
He knew that he was in a video game?
Yeah. He knew what was going on, and he was saying some funny stuff. I think that was
Retro
Nolan
City
North,
Rampage.
No, that wasn't Nolan North. I don't think so.
It should have been.
Let's get it. What system is it for again?
It's, Stand Back Gamers V Blank Entertainment introduces Retro City Rampage, a thrilling new game with superior graphics and intense action. And it's all like...
Is it mocking itself?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
I don't know if it's out yet.
We got another voicemail.
Hit it.
Are you looking at that?
Do it. Go.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Justin. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie.
I love your podcast.
Well, we love you, Stephanie.
I've been podcast forever. I just love the series. Like, Kevin, I love your voice.
Yeah.
And just for hanging you so
that's
funny.
Not my voice.
What?
Anyways, I have a question for both of you, which is basically, if you had a chance to voice any character, or like any character you could, like on TV or whatever, which would it be, if any? Taco Bell!
These have been great questions.
Yeah,
thanks,
Devin.
Gamer girls.
I think I said
Lady
before
gamers.
Like a
I'm
Mass
sorry.
Effect.
What? Lady gamers.
You can't call them gamer girls?
Well, just you know, they're grown. You can let them graduate.
What about meat?
Does that stand for something?
My extracurricular animal lust.
What's the... Oh, extracurricular is one word.
Oh, why did I put it? I've spelt meal.
You got distracted halfway through. Is it raining? What is that sound?
What sound?
Oh, that's the air conditioner. Okay.
No, that's the bath that's being run from us right behind your back.
Both of these are great ideas.
We don't do it in your face. We do it behind your back. I'm changing mine. I think last time I said it was like Mass Effect or what was it? Like someone like that. I just decided while I was listening to that, Pac-Man.
What was the question?
I would what character would we like to voice in video games?
Pac-Man is a good choice.
Because I would love to get paid a lot of money to go...
There was the side-scroller version of Pac-Man, and I'm pretty sure he had some like over-the-top Saturday morning voice like, come on, kids! It's Pac-Man time!
You can't have a mouth this big without sounding like this!
Exactly. It's because they didn't know idea what they're doing. Oh, poor Namco.
Oh.
And I'll take Mrs. Pac-Man for 400. Come on, kids. I don't know. I wanted to get into Spyro. That'd be pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a pretty good franchise to be a part of.
I wish there was, like, I'm trying to think of a really, like, it would just, I've been thinking about that a lot, where I would just love to be able to do some voiceover work where it's just funny. Like, I'm really, like, we were talking about in the car on the way to the grocery store today about Phineas and Ferb, and, like, just something that's just, it seems like there's no pressure because it's a kid's show.
Yeah.
But it's incredibly fun to do. They make being funny easy. Like, they make it just seem simple and easy. And
let's get some animators. Any animators out there want to animate a show with Justin and Kevin? We had one already do our Sly sketches. So, like that, but more like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Second question to our previous caller, Danielle. We should have her call in and or do the same thing as Sam.
Really?
Hello, and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast.
Yeah, but I really like the way Sam says, whoosh.
Yeah, that's true.
There's something about an English man saying an English name.
But can she do the sign-off then? I'm just saying, like, it's equal opportunity. And
okay, yeah.
Sam would have to agree that she sounds pretty good.
Do we just have two? Yeah, we had two chicks.
That's
like,
what I'm
UK
saying.
UK accents.
No, the second one didn't have any UK accent, did she?
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Justin.
Yeah, definitely.
No, keep playing.
What?
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Justin. My name's Stephanie, and
Stephanie,
I
can't
love
get more
your
English
podcast.
Than that.
Also, I've been a Sly fan forever.
Forever.
Yeah, no, that's English.
No, that's like country. It's the same thing. It sounds a little twangy.
Twangy?
Where are you coming from, Stephanie?
Well, actually, I think she's close to us, according to the number. It's a 661 area code.
Where's that?
That's across the street from us. Come on over, Stephanie. No, I don't know. Are you looking that up right now?
No.
You're still looking up Retroactive Rampage?
No. Yes. Literally.
Justin Warsham.
We'll give her a chance.
Kern County, so that's like Tulare. And, oh, it's also Los Angeles County. Yeah, she could be in our backyard. She could come over.
Come on over, Stephanie.
Let's do this. And then we have another one. Here is this one.
Hey, my name is Bradley. I have a question for Kevin.
Okay.
I'm going to leave the room,
Bradley. I was wondering
Bradley.
If you were still in contact with the voice actors of the Phoenix Five, and the Contessa and Dimitri. And if you could get them on the show, that'd really be awesome. And I also had another question. How come you couldn't go back and do missions like you could do in Sly 1 and Sly 3? And, I mean, there's so many missions that I would go back and do in Sly 2, but you obviously can't. So, yeah, those are my questions. And that's it. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
How come?
Well, let's answer his first one first. So everybody in the Fiendish Five, with the exception of Ms. Ruby, I think we talked about this before. He's one guy, Kevin Blackton.
And he's dead.
He lives up in the Bay Area.
God rest his soul.
Very talented guy. Sure hope he's not dead.
For being dead, he accomplishes a lot. There was a lot of flowers that grew out of his compost.
That might be true. I don't know. I'm going to look him up. He's a very big man. You've met him. He's very funny, too.
Big As a Kevin. Dead person.
Okay.
He's dead funny.
Miss Ruby, I don't know. She recorded her lines and disappeared into
the swamp. He does a lot of deadpan humor.
So that was actually good. I have to pause. if you had started there, I don't even know if it would have been as good because...
I'm killing.
You topped it. Yeah, it's good.
That's how I roll.
His name is Kevin Blackton.
Speaking of rolling...
Yeah.
He's rolling in his grave right now.
I'd move on, but there's no point. I physically can't.
So the Fiendish Five is just this one dead guy. I'm trying to help you answer this question.
And Ms. Ruby.
Is it because he's dead that you can't go back and do the missions?
No, we talked about this. That's a different game. Is that they thought about having Kevin Blackton do the voice for Ms. Ruby because the actress for Ms. Ruby was not giving them what they wanted. And eventually...
Because she was alive?
Yes, probably. He was alive when he recorded.
Oh.
Anywho, who else did he say? The Contessa.
So the game came out posthumously from him, his passing.
Postulius. And just like Rent, the guy who wrote that died.
Do you think that's why the game was more popular? Because he died?
I think that's why Rent was more popular.
Because Kevin Blackton died?
It was a terrible movie.
Did you get an invite to the funeral? Because I didn't.
Do you even know who we're talking about?
Yeah, Kevin Blackton. He was the bass player that was a friend of Greg's.
Oh, you're close.
But yeah, they were in the band together.
No, but yes, you're in the right ballpark, but no, they weren't in a band together.
That's why I was so sad when he died.
Goodness sakes. I really hope he's alive.
You can hope all you want, but it's not going to bring him back.
And who else did he say? Neela? No, did he say Neela? I don't remember who else he said.
Unfortunately, Skype doesn't let us rewind.
Okay, so the answer is no. I'm not in contact with any of them on any sort of regular basis. You generally don't get a chance.
We can get a Ouija board and talk to him. The look of disappointment in your face.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that was great. Oh, that was great. Just
save me. Save me. Danielle, please call in.
It's like Kevin is trying to do a bench press, and I'm supposed to spot him, but I just keep pushing down.
Your second question, I believe, was about the gameplay for Sly 2. I actually asked Nate Fox that while we were in session for Sly 3. I said, hey, is there any code or anything I can do to unlock my favorite levels? He said, no, you have to play it through. So you just have to play it through. That's it. It was back before they The thing I can tell you about Sucker Punch is they're very good about listening to audience feedback. So, like, they pay very close attention to their reviews. I think it's why you have a different Carmelita in every game. And they, it's true. And they incorporated that. So, I think they tried something different for 2. They wanted to make it a cohesive. Because in Grand Theft Auto, can you go back and do missions again? Mm-mm. Yeah. They were just doing that same sort of style of game. But Sly fans apparently hated it, which is why Sly 3 had that option to do some of the missions, kind of, but you couldn't go back.
In the collection, story. You can't do it either, huh?
Because it's not a part of the game. You know, the collection is just...
But they couldn't reprogram that?
No,
just to let you?
No, because there would be no interface for it, right? It's not a part of... All they did was took the game, ported it, and then created triggers for the achievements and then art for that. I mean, their work wasn't... Not to minimize it, but they would tell you the same thing. They're like, we didn't... In fact, I think I could tell this story. I'm getting into all sorts of trouble. But there were some codes, some bugs that they inherited from one of the games that Sony passed on the first time. And then the game came around again, and they're like, no, you have to fix this. Like, we didn't design it. We're just, you passed that bug already. No, you need to fix this. We didn't do it.
I don't know how.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't write this game.
They would call Kevin Blackton, but he's dead.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So I don't remember how she said that got it fixed. I know a lot of the people from Sanzura listen to the show now because they talk about it on their page and stuff. So, you know, if I say anything you don't want me to say, just call me. don't fire me.
408.
Yeah.
don't use his cell.
Yeah, you can use my, I don't care.
No,
just don't fire me.
408-228-4911. That's the number you call. All right?
Yeah, add me on
as Kevin's manager.
I could have swore I changed my 408 number like 5 years ago. I have a 323.
Nope, you need to call that number for any issues with this podcast.
If I gave out my cell phone number on this show, do you know how many phone calls
it would be like the cool thing, like when they gave out the cell number on that Cougar Town or any other show. Like where they gave out a cell, like a real cell number, and then they had it connected to a cell phone, and then fans of the show would just randomly call it, and people from the cast and everything would do that.
Neat.
Maybe we can get like a Go phone and do that for this show.
That'd be fun.
And just have people could just call us whenever.
Yeah, except for I have a job that doesn't involve being in the booth.
Yeah?
I'm in meetings.
So then you could take
volunteers.
Phone calls. You know what we should do is trying to get Kevin Blackton's number. And then give out his number.
I talk to them all day on Facebook. All day. What did I talk about?
You talked to Kevin Blackton?
There's 2 things that our Facebook page has.
Oh,
happens.
The fans.
Yeah, exactly. Is Sly Cooper and Minecraft. That's
but what
the
they don't
things.
Get, especially the lady gamers, they don't get the voice. They don't get those dulcet tones.
That's true. In fact, who posted it today? Somebody said, Kathleen said, listen to episode 326 by BTW. My boyfriend agrees that Kevin's voice is sexy.
Yeah, even the dudes are into it.
Caitlin, you might have a problem.
Why?
I'm just saying.
He's comfortable. He knows what's up.
I have never described another man's voice as sexy, except for maybe Kevin Blackton's.
It is really deep voice. Yeah. You go.
No, it was deeper. It was like, way down here. Yeah.
Which is weird to like have him order a coffee in that deep voice. Like, you're wasting it. You should be saying things like, in a world, one man, one woman, that kind of thing.
Can I get a latte?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just 2 sugars.
Well, that's pretty good.
Why'd I make him Michael Clark Duncan from Green Mile?
You're a little sling boy.
Just 2 sugars. Funny ha-ha.
Funny queer.
Mer, mer, mer.
Good time. So, I don't know. It doesn't seem to be any current information on the Red Ring of Death out there, like what to do. Everything I could find about it was from 2007, 2008.
I'm going to try. I'm going to contact Microsoft and go, listen, I got a Red Ring of Death from about 5 years ago, and I want to know what you're doing about it.
I don't even think you tell them. You just get angry, they'll fix it.
Just call them and go,
save data, save data.
Red Ring of Death.
You have selected Red Ring of Death. Did you see on Infamous the Red Ring of Death electronics? I also posted this on the Facebook page.
Saw that Zeke was reading the Raccoonus Thievius.
Thievius Raccoonus. Why can you not remember that? And of course, Cole's backpack is the Sly. Yeah, yeah.
Kevin Watson understood. So sad when he died.
Hey, well, on behalf of my good buddy Justin, check out his shows. Oh, don't forget to go to the Steam sale. Have I told you to go to the Steam? They
no.
have Guild Wars right
Somebody
now.
Somebody told me on Facebook.
For like $25, you can get the whole Guild Wars collection. Get it, folks, and play with me.
Oh, that is something I will not be getting.
Today, right now, while this episode is still live.
What is Guild Wars? Is it like a World of Warcraft?
Yes. Are you
Why
kidding?
Would I not get World of Warcraft?
Are you? Have we not talked about this ad nauseum? How much time do I have left?
Two and a half minutes.
Time me. Here we go. This is important. We've talked about Guild Wars and why it's better in World of Warcraft. Oh, you're messing.
I just don't want to. I don't know.
Wait, hold on. My wife played it with me this past weekend.
Does that mean I have to?
I'm just saying, that's the gateway game for her.
Really?
She was very angry at the screen. She yelled a lot and was very nervous when the pirates were chasing her, but she played it.
It's more than my wife will do.
Exactly. Win, win, win. Until she has a baby, then she'll be like, no, you don't have time for Guild Wars. Wait, I don't have time for Guild Wars?
No, you'll have time. You'll have time. So. She won't.
Yeah, probably.
You just got to go. You got to go.
Why wouldn't you? Why are you not into the MMORPGs?
That's for the same reason. I just don't want to put games on my computer. Like, I just don't. I like the console games. I like that's what that's about. I need to apologize too, by the way, because we were supposed to have a gamer Saturday this last week, and
it was 4th of July weekend.
Fully intended on doing it, but I was this close to winning a championship in my F1 game. So anybody who logged on. Which I saw somebody, Infamously Sweet, I think, put on there, outrage or something. And then I got a text message from you saying the podcast episode didn't go out. Because I was like, if this dude's about to be outraged that I'm playing F1 on my Gamer Saturday, I was like, listen, I've had a surgery.
Yep.
I've had a kid. Mm-hmm. And now I have a championship.
You had a C-section.
I won a championship my rookie season.
Kevin Blackton is alive.
I brought him back. He came back to congratulate me for my championship.
I can't beat the player at his own game. I don't know what I was thinking. It's like trying to play blackjack with the gambler. No.
What do you want me to say?
I thought I could sneak that in there.
What I should have done is tried to imitate your defeated. Like when Kevin gets defeated, he puts one eye on the microphone. Like he just puts his eye like this is my eye on the microphone, and he just goes. Like, that's it.
I rest my whole head on it. Yeah, that's true. I didn't even notice I did that.
He used to disagree with his beard a lot. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we do.
Classic. But that can't be the only reason why. Because here's the thing. When you were on the road all the time, it would have been so much easier just to bring your computer and play Guild Wars than to bring a console.
That's very true.
Yeah. You can play it on the plane. You can do all sorts of stuff when you have Wi-Fi.
These are all amazingly valid points, and I honestly don't know why. I'd like, because I'm not interested in the idea of the MMORPG, but I do like the idea of DC Universe Online, which, by the way, for those of you that were requesting that we talk to somebody from there, I've been following up, but I think the PR people at Sony are still dealing with the aftermath. Maybe now I'll do another follow-up.
Yeah, try again.
But she went on vacation.
Are we going to get someone from Guild Wars on here? Did you try that, too?
I tried, and it led to a dead end.
Yeah, try again.
So I'll try again. But
let's go to their place and ask them. They're up in Seattle.
Yeah, I don't like the superhero thing is something I like, so I could get into that.
Did you ever play Champions Online?
No.
You should try it. It's free. Free for all.
Free for all?
It's a free download, free play.
All right.
You customize your character. You can't customize your
powers.
But
will it work on my Mac?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
And I think it's cheap right now on Steam if you want to get the gold account.
You can play Steam on the Mac?
I think so.
Awesome.
I don't see why not. Somebody correct me. I could be way wrong.
Look
right there. A little button right there for Mac.
Boom.
Bing, bing.
Does it make that noise?
I don't know.
Let's click on it. We need to go.
Guild Wars is such a great game. I love it so much. Okay, thanks.
But why do you need me to play it, though?
Because this is what we would do. Do you understand how many hours I've cataloged playing that game?
No. Does it keep track of that?
Absolutely.
Have you looked at it lately?
Yeah, it's somewhere in the 600s.
600,000?
600 hours.
Oh, that's like a job.
600 hours?
Like, well, let's think about it. You work 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
That times 4 in a month, so that's what? 160 hours in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's only 6 months worth of work.
Yeah, okay. Did you hear what you just
said? 5 months worth of work.
How many hours do you think you play a game and then return it to the store?
I don't know.
40 at the most?
Yeah, at the most. Probably closer to like 12 or 15.
Yeah, you're,
maybe 20.
You're pretty fast at those things. Okay, so if it's, let's just say it's 15, the max of what you said, I'm 30 times that length.
Yeah, but that's compared to me. Like, I would like to see some of these, like, really crazy,
times.
Like, wow people that's what they do.
40. 40
you know, like,
times.
The people that, like, that guy in that skin, I think it was called Skin, but the documentary about the people in WoW where his wife logs him on to World of Warcraft 5 minutes before, or 5 minutes after he gets off work, so that when he walks in the door, he could come in, sit down on his computer, and start raiding.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, that's just what he does for his social interaction and unwinding time. Like, he even had a thing where he was, like, holding his baby, while he's playing World of Warcraft,
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, like, that to me, like, they probably kill 600 hours easily in, I don't know, a couple months.
All right, I'll go home and play it. No, well, I have a well-balanced life is all I'm trying
to say. That's, but you made it seem like this is all I do.
No, it's more. It's the most game I've ever played in a game, by far. Outside of maybe SimCity when I was in
the why is it that you love it so much?
I don't know. It's just this world that I belong to.
So the real difference between it and World of Warcraft is that it's just more cost-effective because there's no monthly fee.
No, I definitely, because I thought that was going to happen. I thought World of Warcraft was just going to click in and then that was all I was going to play. And I played it for a couple months. It was much more grindy, whereas Guild Wars has a story. There's actual, there's a game.
The narrative is what you want.
And then after that, there's fun things to do and there's side missions. Because
that's what I'm afraid of about this DC Universe Online, that if I buy it and then I pay the fee, that it's just going to be like, oh, I do the same. Like, because there was a review that somebody said, there is a lot of the MMORPG type missions where you're like, okay, go here, get this, fight these guys, come bring it back, go here, do this. In this amount of time and fight this guy, go defeat this guy to get this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that in different with different bosses and guys that you fight. And I was like, I really want to know the story. Like I'm crazy. Like your time travel thing is for whatever reason, I'm crazy obsessed with the world of the Green Lantern now.
Oh,
I have no idea why. Like I think about it when I'm doing stuff.
Did you get any of the comics or anything?
I got the app. There's an app for the iPhone that you can just get Green Lantern comics on.
Oh, they're so smart.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. And I was looking at him, but I also like, I bought a bunch of Deadpool comics cause I thought he was funny and I read like one or two and then I move on. Like, and I spent like $25 on comics, which was not smart.
That's not bad.
On digital comics. It's not horrible.
Oh, that's a lot for digital comics.
They don't go, well, they're a couple bucks each.
Yeah.
So like, I was like, oh, and I read it, and it's like, wait, this isn't as funny as I thought the guy in Spider-Man Web of Shadows. This is not what I wanted.
There's no performance, yeah.
Yeah. What I shouldn't do is that I have this compulsion to buy the entire collection. That's not what you should do. Yeah. What you should do is sample things.
Yes.
Like you're at Costco.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Like Green Lantern, you can sample a little bit of his powers here, a little bit of his powers there.
Yeah.
For Halloween, will you be Green Lantern?
Ooh, yes.
And then
black one. I'm going to go in blackface. I'm going to be Jon Stewart. That's what I'm going to be.
It's a lot of levels of irony there.
Yeah.
We should go.
Why?
Well, the show's over.
I never want this to end.
We'll do another one next week.
Oh,
yay.
All right, so let's see. Things are happening. I'm trying to flip screen so that I can do this. You can give us a call, 408-228-4911. That is Kevin's cell phone number. You can send us an email, too, at show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Normally, the show is brought to you by ThinkGeek.com. However, there is a stupid law that was passed in California, which caused ThinkGeek to pull all of their affiliate sponsorships because they would have to be taxed for the money that they give away for that and all that crap. And so GameStop is still on board, as far as I'm aware. So there's that. And I think that does it. Go to secondfunniestpodcast.com.
And tell your friends about the Facebook page.
Tell your friends about the
show.
We're
super close to breaking 400.
Tell
your
friends about the Facebook page. Let's grow this audience. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's do this for real. I would like... I started to do this on the Dad Podcast, the other one that I do, but I think it would be hilarious, too, if we did this one, is that Adam Carolla currently holds the world record for most downloaded podcasts.
Yeah.
What if we make ours the record? Like, just out of nowhere. Just out of... Like a phoenix rising from the fire. We just come out of nowhere and then start getting cease and desist for all this music we play. I'm saying it's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it. Absolutely.
Because all we will do is we will cease and desist to play music.
Yeah, exactly.
But we will never cease and desist to be silver metal funny in a video game format. So suck it, the man.
Yeah, and Kevin Blackton's still alive.
What?
I give up.
On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying, okay, bye.